Good evening and welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Board of Directors for May 18th, 2023. With that, I'd like to call the meeting to order and move to item number two, Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like to ask Director Cooper if he would kindly lead us in the pledge tonight.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Director Cooper. We now can move on to our announcements for tonight's meeting. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant Boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. In the event there is a disruption of service which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to members of the public using either the call-in option or internet-based service, this meeting will not be postponed or rescheduled, but will continue without remote participation. The remote participation option is being provided as a convenience to the public and is not required. Members of the public are welcome to attend the meeting in person. To participate in public comment from your computer, tablet, smartphone, or when I announce the item, the agenda item you wish to speak on, click the raise hand feature in Zoom. You will be notified when it is your turn to speak. Please unmute when requested. To participate in public comment via phone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, dial star 9. To raise your hand when it is your turn to speak, dial star 6 to unmute. We do have members of the public present, so I would like to remind the members of the public there are public comment cards in the hallway to help facilitate the public comment process. The procedure for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for a discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. All directors are present for tonight's meeting, with the exception of Director Bronstein, who will be a few minutes late. We will now continue with the agenda and move to item three, public comment. I do not have any public comment cards. Do we have any members of the public online who wish to make a comment?
We do not.
Very good. We can move to item four, approval of the agenda. Are there any changes, additions or modifications to the amended agenda from the board? Seeing none, are there any public comments on the agenda tonight?
There is not.
All right, seeing no comment, public comment, the agenda is hereby approved. Note that there are additions to action items. We move to item five, consent calendar. There are two items on the consent calendar tonight. One is the approval of the minutes for the 2023 regular board meeting. And let's see, I guess that's consent calendar. The second one is the agenda item as described in your agenda page. Are there any public comments on the agenda, on the consent calendar?
No, there's not.
I would entertain a motion for approval of the consent calendar. Motion by Director Armitage. Second by Director Marks, and welcome, Director Bronstein. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
And I will not be voting on 5-1, as I was not at the
meeting. Pardon?
And I will not be voting on item 5-1, as I was not in attendance at that point.
Oh, thank you, Director Marks.
As I call your name, please state how you vote.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Cawley.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
I'm going to vote yes on 5-2, abstain on 5-1 because I was not present.
Vice President Wazowski.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar is approved, and that includes resolution numbers SCV-347 and SCV-348.
Thank you, Board. We are moving right along to item 6, action items for approval. The first one up is action item 6.1, authorize the general manager to 1, approve a contract amendment to Pacific Tank and Construction, Inc. for additional change orders, and 2, execute a purchase order amendment to Cannon Corporation for additional construction management and inspection services for the Vista Canyon Recycle Water Phase 2B Tank Project. Our presenter tonight is Orlando Marino, unless General Manager Stone has any comments before we move to Orlando.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Very good. Orlando, take it away.
Hey, good evening, directors. My name is Orlando Moreno. I'm a senior engineer and project manager on the Phase 2B Recycled Water Tank Project. If we can start the slides, April, please. Go on the next slide.
Okay, next slide.
Thank you. Okay, real quick overview of the project. Phase 2B project provides recycled water from our new Vista Canyon Water Factory to the existing Fair Oaks Ranch community and new Vista Canyon Plaza that is currently being developed. The system is made up of a distribution pipeline and 2 half-million-gallon storage tanks that are shown here in purple on this slide. The pipelines and the tanks have been substantially completed. The system is currently active, and we are getting ready to serve our first batch of customers there at Vista Canyon here very, very shortly. We're currently working through last remaining punch list items at the tank site, and we're expecting the contractor to finish that work here in the next coming weeks. I would also like to report again that we did receive the full amount of the Prop 84 grant funding that was allocated for this project, and that amount was approximately $2.7 million. So that's really good news there. Next slide, please, April. Okay, several change orders were issued by Pacific Tank and Construction on this project. Early in the construction phase, we received rather substantial change orders due to errors in earthwork quantities in the bid documents. We also incurred additional earth hauling costs to remove unforeseen landslide materials and oxidized soils that were present at the site. And then we were also hit with an increase in steel prices due to the pandemic-related supply shortages at that time. So to date, we've authorized change orders in the amount of just a little over $390,000, or about 10% of the original construction cost. So as you can see on this table, those three items there circled in red took a large bite out of our change order allowance on this project. So through the course of construction, we received additional change orders totaling $165,719. The largest of these change orders included repair work on several slopes that were damaged during a very high intensity storm that came down on the site in early 2022. The slopes were repaired. We had the contractor install additional concrete drainage structures to better protect their surrounding slopes and the tank site for any future rain events. Other change orders included additional work that was required from Edison to power up the site. And then we also included some additional site and pipeline improvements that the agency needed for a new potable pump station or pump system that was installed at the site as a completely separate project. So the final change order amount for the project is just over $556,000, about 14.24% of the original contract. With these change orders, the construction contract amount increased from $3.9 million to just a little over $4.4 million. A settlement agreement with Pacific Tank and Construction was recently executed and requires that the contractor provide the agency with a credit in the amount of $250,000. So This will cover the cost incurred by the agency due to the delays in the construction of the tanks. This credit will be deducted from the final contract amount as a deductive change order. Next slide, please. The agency contracted Canon Corporation to provide construction management, inspection, and testing services on the tank project. Due to the long construction delays, additional construction management services were required from the consultant to oversee the project through completion. In the end, Canon's costs of services will total approximately $670,000 for the project. The agency had authorized an original contract amount of $496,015. We also authorized a 10% change order amendment in the amount of $49,601. And now an additional $125,000 is requested from the board tonight to cover the remaining balance of that additional service performed by Canon. I do want to point out that the additional cost for construction management services due to the delays is included in the $250,000 credit that the contractor will issue the agency. Next slide, please. So to conclude, staff recommends that the board of directors authorize the general manager to one, approve a contract amendment to Pacific Tank and Construction Inc. For additional change orders in the amount of $165,719.62. And number two, execute a purchase order amendment to Canon Corporation for additional construction management and inspection services in the not to exceed amount of $125,000. This action does meet our agency's strategic plan objective B.1.1.3, which is to complete design and construction of the Phase 2B recycled water backbone pipeline, distribution pipeline, and tank. With that, I conclude my presentation and hand it back to President Martin.
Thank you, Orlando. I have no public comment cards. Do we have any public comments online, April?
We do not.
Very good. We can open up to board questions and discussion or entertain a motion for approval of the item. Director Cooper.
I would entertain a motion to approve staff recommendation.
I'll move. Who was the second?
I'll second.
Oh, Director Bronstein, second. Motion by Director Cooper, second by Director Bronstein. Is there any further discussion? Before we call the vote, I want to thank staff for pursuing the credit on the design error that saves the agency $250,000. So with that, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Crawley.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Vice President Ozahowski.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. This item does pass.
Thank you, Board. Thank you, Orlando. We move on to item two, approve adopting a resolution awarding a contract for pump and column replacement for well N12. And let's see, our James Sienes?
James Sines. I'd just like to introduce him.
If you don't mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so James Sines started with us in November. He came from Glendale Water and Power. So we actually were able to steal somebody from another neighboring water agency. He is one of our water system supervisors. He has, well over 15 years of experience in not only water systems, but also water quality. And so he's going to present. Go ahead, James.
Very good. Welcome, James. Proceed with your presentation.
Thank you and good evening, President Martin and board members. My name is James Sines. I am the water system supervisor here at SCV Water. Next slide, please. Well N12 is located at 25143 Railroad Avenue. It was drilled in 1985 in the Saugus Aquifer. The well is a critical source of groundwater with a max capacity of 2,500 gallons per minute and produces on average 2,000 acre feet per year. Next slide. During the site visit, the pump assembly was observed to be vibrating at an unacceptable rate. SCV Water employed General Pump to remove the well pump, disassemble, and inspect the equipment. During the inspection, significant wear of the bowl assembly and line shaft bearings appeared to be what was causing the vibration. Several items can be repaired or refurbished. However, there are items beyond repair must be replaced. Next slide. SCV Water received an estimate from General Pump in compliance with the purchasing policy in the amount of $215,896. Project supports Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Strategic Plan B.5.1, maintain all facilities and appurtenances in a consistent fashion to achieve operational efficiency. And funding for this pump and column replacement for well N12 is provided through the CIP Wells and Wells Facility Improvement Budget and is included in the fiscal year 2022-23 budget. Next slide, please. Staff recommends that the Board of Directors approve the attached revised resolution awarding the contract for pump and column replacement for well N12 to General Pump Company in the amount of $215,896. And with that, I am completed with my presentation.
Thank you, James, very much. I don't have any public comment cards, April. Do we have any public comment online?
We do not.
Very good. We can open up for board discussion, questions, or a motion to approve. Vice President Ozahusky.
Thank you for the presentation. So the pump assembly was observed to be vibrating at 7.5 millimeters per second from the top of the motor. what's the frequency that we take that measurement? And have you noticed an increasing trend, and over what time span?
So the frequency of when we take that measurement usually is usually as needed. The purpose for the measurement taken is our staff noticed and observed that loud vibration sound. So because of that, we called in General Pump to conduct a site inspection, and they also observed that same sound vibration and conducted the measurement.
Okay, so we take these measurements as needed. There's not a monthly or an annual check?
That is correct, sir.
All right, thank you. I'll move forward with this resolution.
Motion?
That's a motion, yes.
All right, well, let's take Dr. Armitage's question, and then
we
have a motion by Vice President Ozahusky. Wait for a second after Director Armitage makes her comment.
I'll second the motion, but I do have a comment and a question. My comment is, welcome, Mr. Sions. It's nice to meet you, even though it's virtually. Welcome aboard. And then just, I guess, more of a clarification. This did get put out to bid, and this was the only bid received back by General Pump Company, which seems appropriate because they're the ones that did the assembly and installation, right?
That's correct. We do have other companies. Currently, we have another company that is doing work for us at another facility, and then a third company that's also that just completed another job for us. So we felt that General Pump was the optimum choice for this job.
Great, thank you.
Director Cooper.
I think you were before me, but good presentation. I want to express kudos for whoever noticed that sound. I deeply appreciate people that are in the field and notice things that not everybody would. And that was a good catch. So thank you for pointing that out. One question on the clarification. Was it competitive bid, or you selected General Pump to do the job?
We selected General Pump to do the job.
Okay. I thought that's what you said. I just wanted to clarify after Director Armitage asked the question. But I'm in support of the measure, and it was a good to the point presentation. And thank you for mentioning the location as well.
the other Director Cooper.
One question, or maybe just a comment. As a part of our preventative maintenance program, I know I worked on one a number of years ago, is we put in real-time vibration analysis on all our major pumps, pumps that you really need for your operation. And I'm assuming that any more that our wells are a part of that. And with the way SCADA is nowadays, it's much, much easier and equipment is much less expensive than what it used to be. But what I've seen in the vibration analysis is that once you get used to it, you can actually pick out which bearing it is down the shaft that is starting to have some vibration to it. And you can repair them earlier where it doesn't cost you $250,000 to repair them if you can catch that stuff early. So maybe something that our maintenance folks can look at is to try and do a real-time vibration analysis on major rotating equipment.
Yes, sir, Director. Yes, that's definitely an option to consider, especially since we do conduct, you know, daily visits at these sites.
Yeah, yes. And I mean, there's nothing any better than an operator's ears and feel when they go out to these. Those things are very well, but vibration analysis does help.
Director Bernstein.
I was just curious, how long is this going to take?
Is this with the lead time on this project should be no more than 6 weeks. Most of the items on the list are going to be repaired and refurbished by General Pump. The items that need to be purchased brand new are something that's fairly easy to get. So it shouldn't be more than between 6 to 8 weeks.
Thank you.
Director Peterson.
James, when was the last time this pump and column was replaced?
Looks like the last time this work was done here by General Pump was in 2009, when this pump was installed by General Pump.
That's very good for Saugus well. Thank you.
All right. Seeing no further comments, we do have a motion and a second. By the way, thank you, James, for your presentation. Welcome aboard. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Cawley.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
Yes.
Vice President Ozahosky.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. This item does pass, and that includes resolution number SCV-349.
Thank you, Board. Thank you, staff. We move on to item 6.3, approve a resolution adopting the operating and capital biennial budget for FY 2023-24 and FY 2024-25. Our presenter tonight is Rochelle Patterson. Ms. Patterson.
Hey. Good evening. So last year we started a